CUA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. Pope Francis named 13 new Roman Catholic cardinals on Sunday, including 9 who are eligible to elect his successor after his death or resignation. The new cardinals include Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C. He will be the first African-American to hold the rank. Others hail from Italy, Rwanda, the Philippines, Chile, and Brunei. Pope Francis made the announcement from the Vatican on Sunday. The opposition candidate wins the presidency of the Seychelles for the first time since its independence from Britain 44 years ago. Wavell Ramkalawan Sunday secured the presidency in the Indian Ocean archipelago of 115 islands. The Anglican priest took 54.9% of the vote, according to the Electoral Commission, defeating incumbent president Danny Fower, who took 43.5% of the vote. The opposition also won the legislative election, with the new president's party alone taking 25 seats, or two-thirds of the parliament. Overall, it seems to be a call for change and an end to a ruling party's long run. The campaign has taken place mainly over social media, with rallies banned due to the coronavirus. The Seychelles has recorded only 149 cases, mostly imported, but the pandemic has been a burning campaign issue as restrictions on global travel bottom out the tourism industry, which was a major earner and employer for the Seychelles. And 1 year after more than a million people flooded downtown Santiago in the biggest march of Chile's current social uprising, Chileans also vote Sunday on whether to change the country's constitution, which many feel favors the wealthy. Opinion polls show more than 70% support a new constitution, which is 17% voting for rejection.